Blue Jam. Acton.
Davian! Davian! Wake up for fuck's sake!
What?
This is The Bitter Sound, atonal weirdness from the mind of Mr. Davian Dent. Now beware, we may swear a lot in this podcast, then again, we may not. We more than likely will though, as it makes us look good in front of the cool kids like smoking and muling crack for them.
Sound, it's fucking rubbish.
So yeah, hey podcast, I've been thinking of doing one for ages really. Started prattling around with all sorts of bits and pieces a long time ago. I was always quite into, you know, just getting random bits of audio out there.
In fact, oh look, I think the here we are, his first podcast, Simon, and already he's rambling fucking nonsense. Real we did tell him, look, try and stay on track here, Davian, but no, he's away rambling shite now and fitting your ears with nonsense. I mean, look at the guy. I mean, okay, you can't look at the guy because it's on the internet. It's a podcast. But if you could see him, you'd want to hit him with a spade. It's just one of those faces you could just grab and smash with a spanner. Really.
Very inspired by the early works of Chris
just
Morris.
Can you not stay on track for 5 minutes, Davian? People want to hear you speak normally. It's a podcast, not for you to ramble, cast. Blue
Jams. Okay, I'm composed now. It's fine. Let's get back on track.
If you haven't heard them, I suggest you find them by any means necessary. Maybe pop along to a Cooked and Bombed. Check it out. Very, very, very good website. Oh, hang on a minute. The sellotape's coming off the mic stand. Mother... That was very odd. Okay, folks, chaps, chapesses. Here's a chat I had a little while ago with... the legendary Mr. Pink from the Doghouse Bastards. Hello there.
Good evening.
Oh, bloody hell, it's working. How's it going, mate, all right?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, so what are you up to, mate?
Well, I'm just sitting here chilling, just about to have a shower, because I'm working at 9 o'clock tonight.
Ah, okay. What, you are doing the big man security thing, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they're sort of going and scaring all the kind of drunk folks, so... It's got to be done.
Now, really, tell me, is it really that hilarious what you do? I mean, like, do you really get that amount of neddish behaviour and stuff going on?
I don't really get the neddish behaviour, but I mean, you do get some. I mean, you know, like if you're working for 6 hours, as I will be tonight, invariably there'll be a couple of instances that happen over the 6 hours that sounds as if you're actually having fun for 6 hours. It's not necessarily the case, but there's always something that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not it's dealing with drunk women, I mean, there's no real fight in the place I work at, and there's a couple of instances, but yeah, you'll always get something, you know, like someone falling over, someone making an arse of themselves, someone who needs a Someone who needs a wee name checking. So,
are you looking at my bird? No. Well, you think there's something wrong with her then?
I've had all that. I mean, because I've done the job for an awful long time. But I mean, now this is one of the nicest places I've worked at. It's really quite cool. It's nice and laid back. But you just because of I'm on the door and people go outside for a smoke. That's where you get a bit of banter, you know. So when people are having a tab, and you might get someone coming in who's not getting in, so too pissed, and then the people are having a smoke, we'll have a go at them and whatnot. And some of the crack is very good. So,
oh, right, cool. And well, that's starting at 9 o'clock, yeah. Well, it's six hours from nine.
Yeah.
Oh my days! So, what's the normal pink routine when one gets back from a night on the front line then?
It's basically just have a wee check on Coupon Book, have a look and see what people are saying, and just hit the hay because I've got shit to do in the morning. So that's about it, really. Right. Yeah, well, it's just sometimes at the end of the night I'll have a wee pint and a blether with who's there, and because basically we run the three, everywhere else is closed, so it's just a case of a quick yap with who's there and then homeski.
So you're not into the online gaming in the same way that Scott and Steve are?
No, not really. No, because I've just... It's one of those things. I used to quite like my games. Still got every console I've ever had, i.e. from...
Really?
Commodore 64 to Mega Drive to...
Oh, Commodore 64. Now, what was the game that I played on the Commodore 64 that I was addicted to? Grid Runner, I think it was.
Don't know. I mean, we used to have... Oh, Jesus. I remember I had the Dam Busters on it. And the graphics, it's amazing. The graphics are so blocky. They're like sugar cubes.
Oh, yeah.
And you just think it was the best thing since sliced bread. But it used to be so frustrating. It would, like, you know, you're obviously loading from tape, so you put the tape on, and it would take, like, half an hour to load the tape. And, like, five clock counters before the end, it would, like, stall.
That's right.
And you'd almost start crying.
Those were the days. And there you go, Mr. Pink. It was good chatting to him, actually. Reminds me a lot about my misspent youth. Yeah. But I recall a time in a previous life I was a suicide bomber, which counts for a lot of the reason why I'm, you know, so grumpy and pissed off these days. Because here I am in heaven, and I haven't even seen one of my 44 virgins. I can't even think about wearing a vest now without coming out in a sweat. Though it gets worse, every time I hear God is great on the telly, I have to close my eyes and put my fingers in my ears until the tremors stop. Terrible. Mind you, I absolutely rock in a pashtun. Anyway, Oboe, you're here.
Yes.
Your face is in my face. Mm. What are you talking about? Why are you here, Oboe?
Well, as you know, Bonnie's always on my case about being on podcasts, so I thought that I would...
Fucking goes on about it, doesn't he?
Yeah, tell me about it. So I thought that I would at least have a conversation with someone else that isn't Bon, really.
Well, I'm definitely not Bon, and I'm not Bon as in the... I was going to slip in a joke about French there. Bon, good.
Yeah.
Is his name really good?
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's any good, to be honest.
Well, I've heard it's not good. I mean, I've been listening to a few shows, and I hope this doesn't go out on any of the podcasts, but you do appear to be carrying what appears to be a bit of a lame duck. If I can be frank.
I thought you were Davian.
I can be whatever you want, darling.
Really? Well, I'm not like that. But I don't like to say anything ill towards Bon, really. But, yeah, I think he is a bit of a dead weight.
Well, yeah, he fucking owes me money, man. I was waiting half an hour for him. Yes.
Not at all. No, I did not know anything about this. I will now have to confront him about it. Where was this? Where did you arrange to meet?
This was at a bathing establishment.
Right. Okay. You mean like a swimming pool or public baths?
Swimming was definitely involved. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It was.
Was there a lot of? I'm taking there was nudity involved. Was there?
Well, do you know, this was the thing. It was not mentioned on the flyer. I turned up. I was wearing my Sunday best, actually, and my little pink rose. I felt a little embarrassed, didn't feel it was quite right to be wearing a suit with just trunks.
Right. That's a little, even for my standards, that's an odd get-up you're wearing there. Was that your choice?
Well, no, not entirely. I mean, you know, I'm a liberal man. I'm quite game for things, but it's very hard to drive a bus when you're wearing flippers.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't help.
No, I can understand that. Yes. Actually, out of interest, what colour flippers were they?
Why do you want to know?
No reason. What else did he make you? I'm assuming that Bond made you wear this. Yes.
He suggested that it would help my cause.
Right. Okay. And not make you look like a prat at all.
Well, I'm sure that's not what he was thinking. I had to have a haircut. Was a haircut part of the normal deal? Does he insist that you have a haircut when you meet up?
No, he just insists I turn up, really.
Right, okay. So why did he want me to have a haircut?
He's recently cut his hair, so maybe he just wanted... Was this very... I'm assuming this is also quite recently, yes?
Well, yeah, just on one side.
Right, okay. He's recently cut his own hair, so... cut his own. He's cut it himself. That's probably why he may have asked you to cut your hair.
Oh, okay. But the disco we went to afterwards was quite good.
Oh, yeah. Disco, yeah, I can, yeah, that's right up his street, so yeah, I'm sure. Well, was it up his street? I mean...
I don't know if I should go into that, actually. He enjoyed the disco, certainly,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was Brown Love. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cough.
You should get that scene too.
Yeah, face aids.
That's a nasty affliction.
Well, apparently it's the worst kind.
Apparently so, yes. I don't know who says that, but yes, apparently it is, yes.
I don't know. If someone else said that in a podcast, it'd be quite lame, though, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I can't think of...
I wouldn't know. I don't listen to other podcasts.
What's a podcast?
Who are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Technology. Tap, tap, tap. 1, 2, 3. How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Oh, fuck me. How are you, man?
That's good. It's excellent. Oh, fucking brilliant. This is fucking, I don't know, quite surreal. I was listening to you on the Royal and Duty show yesterday.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I thought, who the fuck's this Davian Dent? So
he's a cunt.
I figured that after the first 4 or 5 seconds that I was listening to it. And
you lasted that long?
Yeah. Someone said you used to work for the... Oh, not work for. You did some stuff on the DHB.
A bit of a sore point there. They do work me. They keep me in a basement in Belgium with butt plugs soaked in acid shoved up my ass.
Look through that. Back in my day.
But it's not all bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then I woke up this morning and there's a message saying a friend requests a Mr. Dent. Okay, I'll jump out of bed and I'll fucking... get Skype going.
Yeah, well, I've very recently pulled my head out of my ass in the podcast world, and I've been like scouring around like decent podcasts, and here you are, my friend. I've got a fucking lot of yours to catch up on, man. I'm sure they're solid gold, mate. As Derek and Clive would say, I'm sure they're fucking gold, mate. Fucking gold.
Yeah, I don't have to give me the fucking horn.
Oh, sir, yes. The RFH, the right fucking horn. So what?
That's on his cant.
Cancer. Yes.
Yeah, I love Doak and Clive. They're brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine what they'd be doing now if it was Doak and Clive podcast. Well, it'd be exactly the same, actually, wouldn't it?
It'd be fucking the biggest podcast.
Just spent half hour on the phone to Mr. Pink from Doghouse Bastards. He,
yeah, I saw and, that message, yeah.
He's a surprisingly nice chap, actually. there's two jobs he does. He probably won't thank me for revealing it. I think you know about the door steward thing, but he's actually, apparently he's a stunt cock in porn films. So this is quite good fun, actually. Quite some time of listening to other people's podcasts and very recently getting into more podcasts. So there's a mountain of podcasts to listen to and stuff. I thought, well, fuck this. I'm going to do my own. And I just set myself up with this creaking laptop and microphone held together with gaffer tape and stuff. I've got all you fucking cool people from decent podcasts phoning me up. It's really cool, actually. There seems to be like a real good sense of community with this sort of like style of podcast, which seems really, well, it's really nice.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. Like I just started doing mine because of, I don't know, Walking the Room. I don't know if you heard them. I thought I'd start one.
I've not heard that, no.
They're an American podcast. And there's another couple of guys that do Toggle the Switch. They used to listen to Walking the Room as well, and they started. One's in Michigan, one's in Adelaide. So they Skype call and record that. And, yeah, so we've got a little community there, and there's a DHB in Canberra. And they communicate with Gavin from Ireland and the Royal and Doodle in England. And
Royal and Doodle. And fucking cunts. Whole little fucking
network. Yeah. We're all fucking tool bags. Let's talk shite.
When I was chatting to Angus the other day, the chat of which ended up on the last episode, I had a couple of bottles of wine and a stack of fucking cheese and biscuits in front of me. I don't have that now. All I have is half a spliff and a bottle of gin. And I don't smoke in the house because of the kids. So, okay, pop quiz. Top five albums. Better bing. Go.
Top five albums?
Yeah.
Portishead Dummy.
Oh, great album to shag to.
What else? I've listened to any music for ages. It's been on podcasts. Napalm Death Scum.
Oh, wow. That is quite bizarre, actually. It was only about a week ago. I was going through some old, get this, Betamax and VHS cassettes. And I'm going through a process of capturing them all to the PC and then, you know, like squishing them down to MP4 and stuff to put in the digital library. And I found this old documentary about the beginning of British heavy metal and stuff. And they had this little section which had Napalm Death. And then I thought, oh, fuck me, yeah. And I chucked on the old Scum album. Oh, absolutely brilliant. The first track, Multinational Corporations. It doesn't get any heavier than that. In fact, if it was vinyl, it'd be so heavy, you wouldn't be able to lift it off the turntable.
You must have heard
Cop Killer by Body Count.
Yeah, the guy used to bug around the band years ago, and our drummer came, oh, you've got to listen to this. And it's really a Cop Killer when they're eating donuts or something, and you get shot in the intro.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't really get into that much, though. So, Ice-T, I didn't really get into any of his stuff, really. And I just seemed, a bit sort of, lame compared to everything else. Mm. A bit sort of more made up. I don't know. But he's a professional actor now, isn't he?
I last saw him dressed up as a kangaroo. That was the last time I saw him in a film.
Is it a kangaroo?
Yeah, do you know the old comic strip Tank Girl? They made that into a film, didn't they? And he was a kangaroo character in that.
I didn't see that.
Torrent it is quite funny. So, inspiration, sir?
Don't know. I don't think I've got any really. Oh no,
that's fucking cool.
No, I suppose listening to Walking the Room inspired me to start a podcast, so that's their fault. So anyone who wants
Walking
to sue,
the Room, Walking the Room. Yeah. Is that something I'm going to have to add to my list now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you want.
Oh, look, I've got this. Oh, I've got a destination asphyxiation calling at the moment. They're going to have to wait.
Yeah, well, it's at the Barrel Whorehouse Red. Yeah, the Rigid Fist podcast. Listen to that. It's all shite. I talk rubbish about stuff, generally by myself, sometimes with a guest. Yeah, so, well, we're here. Do you want to come on my podcast sometime, mate? We'll talk a bit of shit.
Oh, I'd fucking love to. I mean...
Bitter Sound is presented by Mr. Davian Dent, written by Davian Dent and Stockton Clemens, and hosted by Jellycast. You can contact the show by emailing daviandent@gmail.com or by leaving a Skype message for Davian Dent. You can also find us at facebook.com/thebittersound, also available on iTunes.